Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know we've hit the wall, Marty.
I'm cool, man.
You good?
I want to mention something. I think it's important, though. I just got a text, and we love this guy. Ernie Ricci.
Oh, yeah, the Sausage King, who was part of our spaghetti breakfasts for years.
If there's a kinder man, I don't know who.
I love Ernie.
I love him.
He represents that just hardworking guy, has his own business, and just, you know, him and his family.
His mom and dad coming to work every day.
Oh, yeah.
His son is a really, really good surgeon. So, and I wanted to mention this because we love him so much. His father passed last night.
Senior. Oh, I didn't know that.
I just got a text, actually, from John Weinstein, who's good friends with him, and wanted me to make sure that we say something about Ernie's dad. He's a hell of a man. And the thing about him that I love so much is that mom and dad were in there with him, literally making the sausage.
Yeah.
Every single day. And I remember telling people this, how devastating it was when my parents passed. But here's what I said. When we came back from Dallas, the greatest years of our lives. My parents were my best friends. We never had a babysitter, ever, because of my mom and dad. And so look, as we all know, when our parents passed, it's a big old kick in the gut. But when you know you lived your best life with your mom and dad, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what happened to me when I was a senior. We had a group of about five guys in the neighborhood. We all grew up together.
And nice.
Our senior year, halfway through the year, one of our buddies' dad had a heart attack and died.
Oh, gosh.
And he had had an argument with his dad.
Oh, no.
About a stereo.
Oh, no.
And he held that guilt to some degree even now, that the last time he talked to his dad was that night arguing about a stereo. Yeah. And here's the takeaway for me. Was the light bulb goes off and you're like, you know what? Your mom and dad, you know, treasure those moments you have. And for the rest of my parents' lives, that's how I felt about them.
Well, I have in my career, in my life, reached out to people sideways with their parents for the very same reason you just discussed. Because here's the deal, brother. When they die, they don't answer the phone anymore. Last I checked. You can't fix that. You can't undig that. And that's all you got. But Ernie got it, man.
Yeah.
His father got it. Senior. It's tough, man. But my father was my man. I think about him every single damn day. And Larry, you know this is true. I look in the mirror some days and see my dad. When I burp, it sounds like my dad.
Oh, it's so funny you say that. I looked in the mirror just yesterday. I was shaving.
Yep.
And the way I moved, I'm like, oh, my God, I look like Dad.
Yeah. My dad was so cool. They gave us license plates, KDK license plates. You remember these?
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God, his name was Marty. He put them on his car, and they would beep at him, hey, Marty. And he was Marty. He loved it. He loved it. So, we love you, Ernie. And we feel your pain, brother.
Yeah, Ernie Ricci, who's been a great friend and partner of ours for years. Those spaghetti breakfasts, people that are in that industry, they do it for the passion,
He's
too.
A hell of a
it's
man.
Not just like Joe Tambellini and the chef you had on from Il Berlone earlier that shut down that restaurant. But you like those, the people that do that work for the most part, the people that earn it, their living, do that because it's not that glamorous in some ways. It's hard work.
Well, they're up when we're up and they're making damn sausage.
Right. And they're so happy when people enjoy what they do. They want to please people.
And that's a family that's never said no. If you ask them for any help for anything, for anyone, they do it. Ernie, we love you, brother. Hang in there.
As we head into this Memorial Weekend kickoff summer, it can be, it will be very emotional for a lot of people. Reflecting, remembering, and the purpose of Memorial Day is to honor those who have given their lives for the freedom of this nation. For all its warts, here we are. And we have Pastor Hogan with us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from The Rocks. Pastor,
Faith
good morning.
Bridge Community Church, James Hogan. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good. I want to wake up and be grateful for the sunshine today. How about start there?
Yeah. Have you been outside? It's beautiful.
It's absolutely perfect. And I think it's easy, Pastor, and you know this, to always look at what's not going your way as opposed to maybe starting the day with a grateful prayer for what is.
And the veterans, to be grateful for what they've done.
Yeah, absolutely. Trying to start each day counting your blessings gives you a great platform to start each moment. And Memorial Day has a amplified meaning to me because, A, I served, and B, I just came back last month from my buddy's retirement ceremony down at Parris Island. He's a legend in the military. He was a chaplain. And he redesigned the entire way that the military deals with casualty calls because when he first he was first assigned to Special Forces right when that helicopter went down in Afghanistan and it killed all those Special Forces, like 27 guys died. And he immediately dealt with everybody on the ground, all the families back home, made sure all the bodies were shipped with dignity, went and visited with each family. He went above and beyond, and the military came to him and said, please help us redesign this whole system. And so he's helped with a lot of casualty stuff over the years. And now that he's hung up his cleats, he's left an indelible mark on the military in one of their most sensitive areas.
I remember that. I actually met the Gold Star mother of one of the Navy SEALs, Special Forces guys, Aaron Bond.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a young lady in this town that befriended all these veterans. She goes to Arlington every Memorial Weekend and recognizes as many of the Pittsburgh area, and I asked her to visit this particular grave, even though they weren't from here. But even after all these years, Pastor, Aaron's mom, Karen, I reach out to every year. This weighs heavy on them.
Oh, yeah. And I might have met Karen. There was a Karen and several other Gold Star families at his retirement ceremony down on Parris Island. And I didn't catch her last name. But
What branch did you serve with, Pastor?
I was in the Army. I was in the Army during the Cold War, so nobody was shooting at me. And so I have a particular elevated respect for the guys who had to, and the guys and gals who had to deal with bullets flying their direction.
Hey, man, we had Sean Parnell on here earlier, and I was telling him nobody wants to serve anymore. Their recruitment efforts are in a bad place. What's changed about how Americans view the military and service, sir?
Oh, there's a lot. One thing is that we've lost sight of what a military does. We've turned the military into a social service organization, a social experiment, all kinds of things to make it, I don't know, hip or woke or whatever it is. But ultimately, a military is a defense force first, and then, you know, God forbid, it's an offensive force. But it's about breaking stuff and killing people. And when the military is about that, it's on point, even though that's kind of a disgusting thing to have to do. Each nation needs that. And so we, from the geopolitical sense, we've really weakened our military. And then from the perspective of a lot of young people, there's not a whole lot of fit people these days. It's difficult to imagine yourself going into something where you're going to spend 12 weeks, you know, doing push-ups and sit-ups when you've sat in mom's basement on the computer on Discord playing video games for your entire youth.
Hold on. Half of them flunked the physical and the entrance exam. So he's right on. Hey, before we go, man, give us a message of faith for folks on Memorial Day. Please, Pastor. James Hogan.
Oh, yeah. So I'll just go ahead and pray. Lord, we ask that even as we enjoy this beautiful weather that you've given to us and this 3-day weekend and cookouts and laughter, that you would stamp each of our hearts with a thought for those families who are still mourning. Lord, those who have lost someone who sacrificed all for their country. Lord, I know that on Memorial Day, those families might have a cookout, but it's not the same thing. It's a heavy moment for them, where they realize more than anybody what this holiday means. And Lord, I ask that you help us to not lose sight of that, that we not just make it some time to goof off and an extra day off from our job. We ask, Lord, that you would comfort these families, that you would bless them in their time of mourning and help them to complete the grieving process in a healthy manner so that they can move on with their lives, never forgetting their loved ones, but being able to move forward in a manner that they can enjoy their lives. Because, Lord, we know that those who gave all gave it so that we could live. And we want to make sure, Lord, that we don't dishonor their sacrifice by being crippled in our pain and grief. And Lord, you are the great comforter, and we ask that your presence would be with all of those families. And we pray this in your precious name.
Pastor Amen. Hogan, thank you. Amen.
Hey, God bless you guys.
Man. That was great, brother.
Have a terrific day.
Yeah, and you do the same. Thank you.
You got it. God bless.
925 at KDKA. Looking at what you might be doing this weekend, if you wanted to do something special that you have never done before on a Memorial weekend, there's an option. And did you know, and a lot of people don't know, Marty, we have a national cemetery here in the region, just south Allegheny County into Washington County. You've been there.
Amazing.
So it's kind of like a mini Arlington, for those that don't know what I'm talking about. It's one of our national cemeteries that recognizes, in particular, men and women who have served.
And I tell you what, man, my father is buried there with my mother. It's amazing because everything's perfect. Everything. And man, it is first class. When my father was buried there, honestly, they got the military salute, and it is very, very dignified and peaceful and somber. And I tell you what, it's a testament to veterans and their families and that commitment. I find it amazing. My wife will drive out there by herself when she's having a difficult time and just sit at my parents' grave and pray. And finds peace in that. I have brought my son out there and my daughters out there. There are people that go there every single day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been?
I've never been to that cemetery.
Very touching. Thousands of markers. And every single day, a procession of folks who have lost a loved one. And I'll tell you what, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I think if we forget, I say this on all holidays, when people forget about Jesus Christ on Christmas and they're just talking about Santa Claus, when people forget about what Easter really means when they talk about chocolate and the Easter Bunny. Same with Veterans Day and Memorial Day. People go out and look at mattresses and have parties and cookouts. But that's fine, because we all do it. But there's also a time to think about the greatness of veterans and what they do and how they serve in my world.
I agree. Every day. This weekend in particular. So that said, a lot of people are looking for something to do. And with the weather being as nice as it is, there are a lot of options in and around town.
I have to go power wash the deck.
There's that. I got to get my deck painted.
You're not going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Oh, you actually going to do it?
The power wash, yeah. Have you used one of those power washers?
Love them. Man. Gives you such a sense of joy to power wash. Why is that?
You got to be careful.
Samantha, do you ever power wash?
Please. She's not even paying attention.
No, she's...
Are we bothering you?
We're sorry. Yeah, getting
Yeah, you guys always bother me.
You got some kind of picnic going on in there?
What was the question?
See, she didn't even hear the question.
Andrew Mundy's in there, who's producing. When he comes, we're out.
We're out. Done.
What was the question?
No, forget it.
Exactly.
Come on, guys, don't do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yes.
There's no way she's ever power washed.
Oh, power washed? Oh, no.
Thanks for listening to the show. We get it. We feel that.
The theatrics.
The power wash. The deck gets this green stuff on it. That
yes.
Power washer, man.
There's something you can spray on that, by the way. After you do the power wash, it'll keep it from coming back.
No, it comes back. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do.
Come on,
Get Andy Amrine on the phone.
Again? It's like the third time you've had him on this week.
Wow. She is angry. I know why, because she's working Monday and we're not.
Wow.
That's not it.
Well, what is it then? We're sorry to interrupt.
No, there's people talking. I'm trying to do my job. People are coming in here talking.
Do not bother Samantha. She's easily distracted.
Hey, real quick. I want to mention something important. We had Susie Mack on the show twice, and we got her. We got you in our prayers this morning, young lady. She is having a breast cancer surgery this morning. This is a young woman with three kids who's having dramatic breast cancer surgery this morning and kind of made, I don't know what light of it, but made some very humorous postings to try and deal with this pain with some levity. And at the same time, while she's in the hospital, her house will be up for sheriff's sale. And very, very difficult. On the Get Marty page, KDKRadio.com, we have a GoFundMe site. We have her story and a very compelling video on what's happening to her physically and financially. And I love her because she dealt with it with such a wonderful bit of levity. And I thought it was wonderful. Very, very touching. KDKRadio.com, the Get Marty page. Check out the information we have there on Susie Mack. She's having surgery this morning, breast cancer surgery. Good luck, my friend. Good luck.
You know, one of my favorite shows is listening on Saturdays when Andy Amrine's on with EV True Value, because even though I don't have to do everything they talk about, I find it fascinating. He's got all the answers. And
so he knows we wanted to have him on this morning, and Samantha protested.
Yep.
She did.
Andy,
yep.
That's
it's absolutely 100% true.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If she ever needs anything, remember.
So Andy is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News Round. Marty, armed with a power washer.
Yeah.
So You sold him a electric snowblower.
Yeah.
Is there such thing as an electric power washer?
Absolutely.
Really?
They absolutely are. There's both battery powered, there's electric, and there's gasoline powered. And I put snow blowers, pressure washers, and chainsaws in the same category, meaning that people use them so seldom. When you get the gasoline powered units, every time you try to start it, it'll never start on a gasoline powered one because they sit so long. Right. And gasoline goes stale in 30 days.
Right.
So if you don't use the unit every month, then they make it very, very difficult to start because of the carburetors gelling up because of the bad fuel, the ethanol,
yep,
and everything that's in them. So for the people that random use those kind of tools, you either rent them or you buy electric or cordless ones. And the only reason a gasoline pressure washer is better than an electric or a cordless one is when you need a very, very high pressure, like 3,000 PSI, which most people use pressure washers to clean decks.
Yep.
And then pressure washers on deck, if you are over 1,500 PSI, you are damaging the wood.
Oh.
So I would prefer you never using a pressure washer on a wooden deck unless you're cautious or using a low pressure, because you will do more damage than you will cleaning it. When you inject water into the wood of the deck, it raises the grain and splinters the wood, and then you end up trying to seal it before you sand it or you get the water out of it, and then you trap water in the deck, then you seal it on top of the water, and then you accelerate the moisture in the deck, rotting the wood.
Good God, that's incredible. So, Marty...
Our deck's not wood. It's, what's that stuff, everybody? What's the deck?
The fake.
The composite.
Yep.
And that's fine. If you have a composite deck, you know, a higher pressure washer is fine, but you still don't need a pressure washer over, say, 1,500, 1,600 PSI.
What about on siding, Andy?
Well, nice. Siding, once again, if you're too high of a pressure, you'll damage it. If you take a gas pressure washer, 3,000 PSI, they come with different tips. And if you get a tip that's a 0 to 10 degrees and you put that on full pressure on a siding, you'll drill a hole directly through that siding in a matter of seconds.
Whoa.
Wow.
By the way,
yep,
these things can do some damage. I've seen it. You got to be careful.
Actually. Yeah, you do, actually.
Yep, they do.
All kidding aside,
fine. Be careful.
What is the number one thing? Like, you're going to be... You're all fired up, I know, because the weather's nice. People are going to want to do stuff out in all over their house. What's the number one thing you'll sell this weekend?
Mulch, grass seed fertilizer, weed preventing products, weed killing products, everything outside for, you know, garden and yards and making the house pretty for the weekend.
Hey, man, so, our deck gets that green crap on it.
Yes.
Yeah, well, now you don't have to use a pressure. There's a product called Wet and Forget. If you spray that on and just go to work for the week, by the time the weekend comes up, your deck is crystal clean.
I don't believe that.
And you don't need a pressure washer.
I don't believe
so
that.
You'd spend
$10
on a product and you walk away and it's clean.
I'm not believing that.
I told him, Andy will agree with me, there's a thing, it's called Wet and Forget,
Wet and
Marty.
Forget.
No.
That's it.
No.
You wet it and forget it, and it cleans itself.
No. Here's the truth, Andy.
Yeah.
Marty wants to be a big shot in the neighborhood so his neighbors can see him pressure wash and everything. He doesn't want to wet and forget.
That's Those it. Snobs will
I
call it the cops because of the noise.
I want on backwards. I want the coveralls. Yeah. I want a video of it.
Yes, get Marty videos coming up this weekend of heavy pressure washing. Andy, thanks. I know you're busy for...
It's always a pleasure, guys.
Hey,
anytime.
Samantha told us. She literally said, don't put him back on the air.
You know what, Andy? They're just jealous.
Did you not say
it? Oh, you guys are funny.
Did you not say it?
No, I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
I said Samantha's the best. Tell
you
her.
You said we've had him on like three times. Don't put him on again.
I said, okay, no. I think that was more.
I don't believe it. She likes me.
I love Andy. This was more a knock on you guys.
I bring her breakfast. Did you guys ever bring her breakfast?
Okay, Andy, that's all the time we
have. We're losing you on your cell phone.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Are you on tomorrow?
Absolutely, twice. Once at 7 and one at 10.
All right.
I got double duties.
We'll let you go. Thank you, brother.
All right, guys. Bye.
Andy Amrine. This is the guy you want in your life. Everybody has to have a guy like Andy in their life because you go to him and answer. He answers questions.
I think Pratt has been pressure washed. I think.
You got to see the video of Rob Pratt getting pressure washed. Yeah. we post that. You want interaction, social media? Oh. Yeah, we got it. Oh. 9:55 at KDK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.